second left to our ticking time bomb. Every time that you kiss me means you're closer to leaving. Every second that's gone is 1 second less to our ticking time bomb.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Kate with your 11 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, a safety warning has been issued after wildlife officers have captured a 4.5-metre saltwater crocodile multiple times in the Fitzroy River in Rockhampton since May this year. Under Queensland's crocodile management plan, any crocodile larger than 2 metres must be removed from large urban areas. Queensland's crocodile management plan defines large crocodiles as the cause of a vast majority of attacks. Most crocodiles will be kept at a government facility before being moved to a farm or zoo. A significant incident caused by a 2-metre saltwater crocodile was at Wanji Falls, where a man was bitten in a popular swimming hole in the Northern Territory. The Queensland Rangers have urged community members to promptly report any crocodile sightings to CrocWatch by dialing 1300 130 372.
All ability sport lovers are now welcome to play in the NRL Curtain Raiser in Bundaberg. The All Abilities program in Wide Bay offers new opportunities for kids that are hindered by participating in traditional sporting clubs. While the program has been running smoothly in Sunshine Coast, kids with disability are thrilled to be part of the games. One of the founders, Stuart Olson, said the program brings inclusion among both young participants with a disability and without a disability. He said it is important for kids to learn to play together, and that is one thing this program will teach them.
In national news, federal government data reveals that Australia's two biggest states, New South Wales and Victoria, account for 76% of new AI jobs. According to recent findings from economic advisory firm Mandala Partners, there has been a significant surge in private sector investment in AI. Major organisations such as the federal government, Commonwealth Bank, Deloitte, Amazon and Macquarie Bank were recruiting more skilled workers in technology. The finding also suggests investment in AI and related technology can improve productivity. In light of the acceleration of AI applications, the federal government outlined plans to regulate the use of technology last month. The aim is to seek the benefits of AI and, if possible, mitigate risks.
South Australian tenants will be protected from so-called no-cause evictions under rental reforms proposed by the state government. Landlords will be prevented from ending tenancies or stopping fixed-term leases unless there have been breaches by the tenant or they are planning to sell, renovate or take over the property under the proposed changes. The government also wants to double the notice period to end tenancies to 60 days. Joe A. LaWard from Tenants Advocacy Group says his organisation is receiving more than 1,000 calls a month from stressed renters facing homelessness. One of the biggest themes we get are people who are given 28 days notice in terms of their fixed term lease to vacate the premises. That's a completely unrealistic notion at the moment in a market where the vacancy rates are less than 1%. The changes come as South Australia experienced a record low vacancy rate of less than 1%. And follow other recent rental reforms planned by the state government, including removing a blanket ban on pets in rentals and banning rent bidding.
In international news, rescue workers in South Korea are struggling to reach more than 10 cars trapped in a 430-metre underground tunnel in Cheongju. The tunnel was inundated on Saturday morning after floodwaters swept in too quickly for people inside to escape, according to a local news outlet. South Korea is at the peak of its summer monsoon season, and there has been heavy rainfall for the last 4 days, causing a major dam to overflow. Interior Ministry reported that 33 people had been killed and another 10 were missing in the heavy downpours, mostly buried by landslides or after falling into a flooded reservoir. Scientists say climate change has made weather events around the world more extreme and more frequent. More rain is forecast through Wednesday, and the Korea Meteorological Administration has warned the weather conditions pose a grave danger.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently serving damp, cold and miserable, all of which we didn't order for our Monday morning, but we'll deal. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.